Hello, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Today is my husband Patrick's birthday, so if he's listening, happy birthday to you. And so grateful we just celebrated 28 years of marriage back in December, and so this will be our 29th year of marriage, and just really grateful for what God has done in my life, in his life as well, and our calling together as a couple. It's amazing to me. We also, you may or may not know this, we have three grown children in their 20s, and we're proud of them, Sophie, Aiden, and Julia. So grateful for those folks in my life. It's been so amazing to see how God has knit our family together. It's been great. And I'm just humbled and thankful that I was able to have children after having an ectopic pregnancy, and that my husband and I have been together for so many years. So just wanted to say that at the beginning of the hour. Right now, we're in Mark 3, verses 13 through 19, and this is when Jesus chooses the 12 apostles. And this is in the New Living Translation. It says this: "Afterward, Jesus went up on a mountain and called out the ones he wanted to go with him. And they came to him. Then he appointed 12 of them and called them his apostles. They were to accompany him, and he would send them out to preach, giving them authority to cast out demons. These are the 12 he chose: Simon, whom he named Peter, James and John, the sons of Zebedee, but Jesus nicknamed them sons of thunder, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, son of Alphaeus, Thaddeus, Simon the Zealot, Judas Iscariot, who later betrayed him." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, what a beautiful picture this is. You have called out the ones you wanted to go with. And Lord, as you died on that cross and as you resurrected, you inaugurated a new kingdom where you called all of us to follow you, to go with you, to be your disciples, to be ambassadors of you to this dying world, to show others the kingdom of God. And this is something we should not take lightly. And Lord, forgive us for taking our calling lightly. You have called to us just as you called to these very special men. You have called us. And so, Lord, we just spend some time right now just revering you for the fact that we even could be called, that we could be followers of yours, that we could be set free from our sins, that we could be given newness of life in the Holy Spirit, that we do have the Holy Spirit living within us, dwelling within us, giving us the strength. When we are weak, he is strong. When we are tired, he gives us the ability to keep moving forward. When we are sad, he comforts us in every affliction so that we can comfort those with the comfort with which we have received from him. This is a beautiful life you've given us, Lord. And even if there's nothing more that ever happens, or we're struggling with maybe even facing the end of our life, we still always, always have this great salvation. Help us not to neglect it. Help us not to take it for granted. Help us not to just la-da-da-da-da, you know, live throughout our days without acknowledging the greatness of who you are and what you have done. We are so humbled and grateful that you have called us your children. And you are, you have inaugurated us into this great relationship. And you also have given us the church where we can have brothers and sisters in Christ. And I know some of those listening today have been damaged and hurt by the church, and it breaks my heart. Lord, I pray for those. I pray you would give them the gumption and the ability to begin to step a toe back into community. I pray you would send great and safe community their way. And this, even in this list of people who are followers of yours, particularly the 12 disciples here called apostles, the called out ones to preach, they are a messy bunch. Community is messy. Peter denied you. All of them left you. One of them betrayed you. And you already knew this. You poured your life into someone who would betray you, which to me is a huge calling, and amazing to me that you would love the one who would betray you to death. Lord, teach us love like that. Teach us how to love our enemies, pray for those who persecute us. We want to be like you, Jesus, and we're more like you when we are forgiving. We're more like you when we're loving those who are unlovely. We're more like you when we love our enemies. And so thank you for this example through the choosing of the 12 today. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Hey, if you're listening from another country, I would love to hear from you. Simply email me at mary@marydemuth.com. My hope and my prayer is for this podcast to get all over the world. And so if you could just share it with your friends in other countries, that would be awesome. Thank you so much and have a great day.